This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Xu Ling is a human rights lawyer based in China. His wife and son, unfortunately, have no knowledge of his current whereabouts. They only have a note written by Xu Ling asking them to take care of themselves. Xu Ling's family, however, are not the only ones in agony. Over the past 2 weeks, Beijing has been arresting human rights lawyers and activists for allegedly threatening the country's safety. William Ni is a researcher with China's chapter of the international NGO Amnesty International.
This crackdown started the 9th of July, when one of the lawyers, Wang Yu, sent out a text message to a friend around 3 a.m. saying, "It seems like someone's trying to break into my home and my Wi-Fi has been turned off and so is my electricity." And then about 4 o'clock, she tried to call a friend who didn't pick up the phone. When the friend called back when they woke up, Wang Yu was not picking up her phone, and activists went to her home and she wasn't there, and so she went missing. And people were very concerned about this because there were attacks on her in the state media the previous month. Then her son and her husband went missing too. Then the next day, there was a raid on the Feng Rei law firm, her law firm. One of the other lawyers, the director, was at a hotel room and was taken away at 7 a.m. They put a black hood on him and armed men took him away. And, you know, there were a lot of plainclothes police in the hotel. And so all throughout Friday, there were raids throughout China. The security forces, the Ministry of Public Security, cracked down, detaining hundreds of people, questioning hundreds of people, oftentimes in night raids with big teams going into houses and detaining people.
These human rights lawyers are accused of running criminal gangs that are swaying public opinion to pressure Beijing in judicial matters. Beijing is not happy with these attempts by the lawyers' influence on public opinion. But Beijing is more afraid than it is upset. William explains.
And more broadly speaking, they're concerned that these human rights lawyers, specifically a certain type of lawyer called the Sukhu Pai, or the diehard lawyers, are very kind of aggressive in the rule of law approach when there's procedural mistakes by the court or the judge. And they're also very good at using social media to drum up support of their cases, oftentimes because the sensitive cases, you know, the human rights cases they take, can't make a lot of progress in China's judicial system, which is not independent. So they use other means to try to put pressure on the court to get more favorable outcomes for their clients. What's kind of underlying is the fear that the government has about the growing influence of these lawyers. So they want to crack down and ensure that there are no kind of competing voices when it comes to the legal system.
Such operations are not particularly new in China. China initiated crackdowns in recent years when the Arab Spring movement blossomed and Hong Kong started intensifying pro-democracy movements for fear that similar protests would emerge. But the treatment that Chinese human rights lawyers are receiving now is unprecedented.
This is unprecedented in a way. Last year, we saw two major similar crackdowns in a way. One was the lead up to the 25th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown, in which hundreds of people were rounded up. Some are still facing trial. One of the most famous lawyers in China, his name is Pu Zhiqiang. He's going to be on trial. There was the protest related to people who had supported the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong. And also 100 people were detained in that crackdown, and some are still facing charges. The room for dissent is tightened, and probably the most significant measure of that is there's a new series of laws that have been put into effect or are going to come into effect.
The room for expression and different voices is tightened even further with the introduction of new laws by Beijing. Eva Pils is a legal scholar at King's College London.
There was a reform of the criminal procedure law that now allows the authorities to hold a person suspected of certain kinds of crime for up to 6 months in a location that remains undisclosed, so that effectively it's incommunicado, just detention. And then very recently, only last month, there was the enactment of the national security law, and that states that measures necessary to protect national security can be taken and are lawful, even so far as they restrict human rights, as long as that is deemed necessary. Now, does that allow the authority simply to disappear people, which is what has happened to some of the lawyers affected in the recent crackdown? I don't think so, but I think that at least this kind of legislation gives kind of rhetorical support to these measures, because of course the idea of national security that the state, the Chinese authorities have, is extremely broad, and they've made this very concerted effort to propagate the message that human rights lawyers are enemies of the state.
According to Eva, these vaguely defined laws have enabled Beijing to do whatever it deems necessary to protect the nation's security interests. This therefore leads to the criminal arrests and detentions China is currently seeing. But these newly passed laws are so ambiguous that it is unclear what sort of charges will be made against these lawyers.
At this moment, I don't think we have much of an understanding at all of what crimes these lawyers will be accused of. And that would be something we'd go to the criminal law, the PSC criminal law, to sort of see what kind of basis for their charges the authorities are going to use. At this point, we don't know what precisely the criminal charges are against them. We only have these reports in the official media, which are extremely vague. And quite strange in my view in terms of what they accuse the lawyers of. You may have seen one headline in the China Daily that simply read, "Lawyers," and then in quotation marks, "tried to influence court verdict." Now, what crime is that?
Arguments over Beijing's hardline response towards dissenting voices often boil down to whether it is willing to listen. International NGOs and law experts are becoming more vocal in calling for Beijing to embrace democracy and freedom of expression. While detractors often think it won't easily give in, William's views are contrary to popular opinion.
China still does care quite considerably about its image. I think they're very serious about promoting the rule of law, and I do believe that to a large extent the government and Xi Jinping are concerned about trying to create a justice system that is fair for the average citizen. So what they're doing now against lawyers is really out of line with some of their stated goals, and I think that they will listen to the international community. So although the ability of outsiders to influence China is not always great, but I think they will listen if enough people speak up, especially other people in civil society, people in Malaysia or people around the world, people from bar associations, other professional lawyers. Now is the time to speak up and say that targeting lawyers, as the People's Daily has done, because they take sensitive cases. Now, just because your client is the victim of torture or has a free press issue, or maybe it's about women's rights or business rights, just because that's sensitive, lawyers should be allowed to defend their clients and give their client the best legal services. So it's really an attack against the role of lawyers in society and the rule of law. And if China is a very important country, it's has business, huge business relations with everyone. So I think it's in everyone's best interest to speak out now.
That was William Ni, a research fellow based in China who works with Amnesty International. Earlier, we also heard from Eva Pills, a reader in transitional law at King's College London, who closely follows civil rights movements in China. To date, more than 230 lawyers, activists and employees have been detained, arrested or have disappeared without anyone's knowledge. Some have been released and rearrested, while the fates of others remain unknown. I'm Keith Kam, reporting for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.